techie convicted of murdering Cash App founder. By Lucas Nolan on December 18, 2024. Nima Momeni, a tech consultant, was convicted on Tuesday of second-degree murder in the death of Bob Lee, the wealthy founder of Cash App, following a high-profile trial in San Francisco. The New York Times reports that the San Francisco Superior Court jury's verdict brings a measure of closure to a case that had sparked a heated debate about the safety of San Francisco's streets in the aftermath of the pandemic. Nima Momeni, 40, now faces a sentence of 16 years to life in prison for the murder of Bob Lee, 43, a well-known tech executive who had been the chief product officer of the cryptocurrency startup MobileCoin at the time of his death. On April 4, 2023, police found Lee bleeding profusely in a downtown San Francisco doorway, not far from Oracle Park. He had been stabbed in the hip and heart and called 911 for help but succumbed to his injuries soon after at a nearby hospital. The incident occurred after Lee had been partying with Momeni's sister, Kazar Momeni, and the defendant himself in a condo at the Millennium Tower, a skyscraper known for its wealthy residents. During the six-week trial, prosecutors argued that Momeni killed Lee in a fit of anger with a paring knife after learning that Lee had introduced his sister to dealers who drugged and abused her. Momeni's lawyers, however, claimed that their client acted in self-defense after Lee lunged at him with the knife over what Momeni called a bad joke. Autopsy reports showed that Lee was under the influence of cocaine, alcohol, and ketamine when he died, which defense lawyers used to argue that Lee's drug use made him aggressive. Prosecutors countered this claim by pointing out that only Momeni's DNA was found on the knife handle and that Momeni did not call 911, casting doubt on the self-defense claim. The trial also shed light on the drug-fueled party scene involving the city's wealthy and elite residents. Defense lawyers claimed that Lee was on a cocaine binge when he died and showed jurors a video of Lee snorting cocaine hours before his death. Lee's family called these arguments dirty tricks and maintained that the slender metal object he was holding in the video was a collar stay, not the murder weapon. Read more at the New York Times here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.